In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This week, on Friday, May 5th, we will celebrate Pope Saint Pius V, who, in the year 1570, codified the traditional rite of the Mass as it was celebrated for many centuries in Rome, extending this rite of the Mass throughout the Latin Church and decreeing that no priest could ever be forced to use another rite in perpetuity. In other words, forever. In this time of uncertainty and confusion in the Church, let us pray ardently, Pope Saint Pius V, or even better, let us attend Mass on Friday and pray for the universal protection and restoration of the Mass and all of the teachings of the Catholic faith that go along with the Mass. This is a very important cause, especially nowadays. Today's Gospel has our Lord telling us that in a little while you shall not see me, and again, a little while you shall see me. These words look mysterious. They have a profound meaning. First of all, it was spoken to mean that Christ would be with the apostles for a brief period of time between the resurrection and his ascension into heaven. Then, from the human perspective, the apostles would be on their own until they were again united with him in the glory of heaven. In another sense, in another meaning, Jesus is saying that after his ascension into heaven, they would be on their own just for a few days. And then he would send the Holy Ghost to be with and guide them for the rest of their lives. Jesus was saying, in effect, that he would be represented by the Holy Ghost during their time on earth, and certainly that they would see him again after a time, each and every time that they renewed his sacrifice of the cross, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Finally, we can view this passage as a promise made to us, their faithful, just as the apostles were. We are promised the company of our Lord in heaven after a relatively brief period of struggle on our own here on earth. St. Peter's epistle carries the same teaching with specific and practical terms for our lives. He tells us that we must refrain from carnal desires. We must not be off the world, even though we must be in the world. Simply put, we must not become enslaved by the material things around us. We may use them for legitimate purposes, but must not allow them to dominate our lives. Saint Peter tells us to be subject to the king or the governors sent to us and to govern us. He speaks about earthly authorities. He says that we have to be subject to our masters, even if they are not particularly nice sometimes. He reminds us to be humble. By the way, you will notice that when St. Peter talks about authority, it is legitimate authority, doing good things. He is not telling us to cooperate with those who use their authority for evil purposes. He tells us also to be of good behavior. The testimony of the good behavior, of the good deeds, is able to make our faith appealing. And it's a great examination of conscience. Does the way I behave appeal souls to go to Jesus? Or is my behavior, even my face, repulsive for those who are in need to know, to love, and to serve the Lord? The pagans of the Roman Empire were very impressed by the deeds of charity of the first Christians in the Roman Empire. Saint Peter is suggesting the need for a good example. As Catholics, we must not give those around us any excuse, any reasons for mocking our faith because of our personal bad conduct, bad behavior. It is the will of God, St. Peter says, that by doing well, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. This is an indication that people around us are thirsty. They are looking for something divine, something transcendent that they don't know, especially our very secular world, something more than having to get up in the morning, going to work, coming back home, and going to bed so that they can do it all over again the next day. In the Gospel of today, the Lord prepares his apostles to be separated from him. He wants them to be ready for that. On the day of the Ascension, the apostles heard the angels telling them, "Why are you standing there looking up to the sky?" In other words, you have a job to do. There is no time. Time is short. Get going. This reminds me something that I will never forget. Years ago, at the beginning of the St. Stanislaus renovation, I say years ago, it was almost yesterday, 10 years ago, we were at the beginning of the restoration of this beautiful church, and two parishioners were leaving daily mass, and they started discussing the fundraising methods for St. Stanislaus restoration. One of them said, "You know, the Wisconsin lottery is at an all-time high. Perhaps we should go and buy a bunch of lottery tickets and we could donate all the winnings to our church." But the other parishioners replied saying, "Don't you think that if that's how God wanted the funding to be accomplished, he would just drop a multi-million dollar check in the collection basket next Sunday?" God wants, he said, each one of us to participate, whether it is donating our time, helping at the church, or giving $1 or thousands of dollars. God is looking for the widow's mite, for each of us. He wants all of his children to participate at whatever they are able to do. Therefore, today's dear parishioners, we hear this heavenly voice telling us, "Why are you standing there looking up to the sky? You have a job to do. There is no time. Get going. We have a job to do. Us too. We must spread the faith on the earth. It's only through us that people will find and know and love our Lord. Just don't forget, dear faithful, Jesus will be with us in all our efforts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.